Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
Jesus drew near to Jericho. A blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, in the Gospel, we have the story about the blind man sitting on the road, and it describes as a multitude of people surrounding Jesus Christ. It's even hard to approach him, very hard to get close to him. And the blind man, who was sitting somewhere on the side of the road, heard the noise, asked what it was about, and it's very interesting how much spiritual knowledge was discovered within this blind man in a very short words he expressed. When he heard that it's Jesus of Nazareth, he calls him Son of David. Have mercy on me. The Son of David shows that he had the knowledge of the prophets who refer the descendant of the royal lineage to the person of Messiah. Of course, he was probably attending the services in the temple. He could not see, he could not read, but he could hear the word which was spoken, read to the people. He had to be very attentive to those words, and in his heart and mind contemplating them. So when he heard the messages, he probably knew about Jesus Christ, but never had occasion to meet him directly. So when he hears the opportunity, he calls him. In his heart, he was persuaded, this is the Messiah. And he was not mistaken. Jesus heard his voice, approached him, and as we hear in the Gospel, fulfilled his request. The man get the vision. What a great miracle. But that miracle shows the fulfillment of the prophecy that Messiah should perform such signs. So in this man, we see like two things happening at the same time. His knowledge and faith, but seeing at that earthly lineage of Messiah, and Christ, when he appears, he shows the divine power of his presence. The man receives his vision, physical one, And the gospel usually tells us the meaning which is behind the story which we see. And now is that part which we call a spiritual vision of ourselves and the revelation of Christ, which was given to us. The man, when he called Jesus Christ to help him, what we see is happening. We see the crowd of the people trying to stop him and silence him. Do not disturb the master. Do not disturb. Don't cry. Don't make noise. Stop it. Be silent. Be quiet. That's what we see in the gospel. People surrounding Christ did not realize that much about him as this man sitting on the side of the road. And what he does, the gospel says, he even screams louder, more, against all those silencing voices. A very great message for us. Persistence in our spiritual struggle. Oh, we can say, faith doesn't work for me. I prayed for this and it happened. The man was persistent. There are people around us who will tell us it doesn't work. We have, you know, our media in the world, how materialistic they are, how against God they are, against Christ. Everything scientifically proven will tell us don't believe. Your prayers make no sense. Those are the voices of those around Christ who try to silence your inner call from inner heart of yours. Again, the persistence, the knowledge which we have in our hearts should not stop us. The man didn't stop, and he received his answer. Our salvation is being accomplished in time. We are giving the lifetime, and in this time, something can be accomplished and happen. Apostle, fragment from today's reading. He's talking about this, that we should try to buy as much time as we can. Let me read this fragment and then give the comments. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Some other translations are saying are false. That means there is a lot of falsehood in our environment of this world as we live in. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. The man's faith, a proper understanding of the prophetical messages, yes, gave him that internal strength. What happens in this given time, whatever is occupying our mind, whatever enters our heart, is there. But in this life, very often, people experience that internal emptiness. We may have our food, our homes, cars, careers, enough sleep, enough this. We have actually most, let's say, things we need in our life for our existence. Nothing missing. But very often people express that something is missing in them. They don't feel right. They feel somehow internally unfulfilled. And they ask themselves the question, oh, maybe I should eat something, maybe I need something to drink, maybe I need to go places, I don't know, but something is missing. You know, this is the sound of internal or spiritual emptiness. That's the sound of our soul, that we are missing that spiritual food, attentiveness to our heart. You know, when your stomach is empty, if you try during the fast, go empty even longer, you will feel that in our discomfort. And if you go, let's say, hungry for not one day, for a few days, you feel very, very disturbed. And if you say, I need food, that your stomach says, and somebody will tell you, take a candy or have a cookie. Well, it's a food, but it may actually cause more frustration to you because your body needs the nutrients. The same exact thing happens in our soul. If we keep going hungry spiritually, we will experience that frustration and emptiness will be killing us from within us. Replacement does not work. Hey, let's go to this show. Let's go to cinema or do something. Yeah, all those good activities. But they are not food for the soul. They are just candies. Turn your attention to the holy prophets, the word of God. And that's what the apostle says in the same letter, continues. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Apostle Paul is talking about that spiritual activity in your heart. He's talking about reading psalms, scriptures. At that time, they didn't have yet the New Testament written down. We have more. But when he says, do not be drunk with wine, that means do not replace a spiritual hunger with intoxicants of this world. See, wine by itself is not a bad product. Apostle in different letter to his disciple Timothy says, drink a little bit of wine for the ailments of your stomach. See, they even saw like a medical purpose there. But it's not the point he's talking here. He is, do not get intoxicated. And what we commonly see in our world today, yes, people do turn their attention to the different kind of intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, illegal drugs, legal drugs, trying to numb their mind. By numbing your mind, you're actually killing your soul. That's not the solution. Again, your spiritual hunger has a food which needs to be given. And Apostle says, do through that reading of the word in spiritual songs, sing in your heart. He points deeply to our inner nature. And as the prophet David says in Psalm 1, let me read this fragment because it's beautiful. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, he meditates day and night. Already prophets knew that. And he was a king, man of great prosperity. And he says that his attention goes to the law of God, to the holy scriptures of the prophets. And he says that he meditates them day and night. That means he brings his internal attention as many and as often times as is possible. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Beautiful comparison. The believing person who searches for God, he studies the word of God, is like a tree which is being planted by the source of living water. And he says that that tree brings fruit in its season. Here's our answer when we are impatient. Well, yes, I put the plant, I put the water, where are the apples? That's our approach. And the word says very clearly, let the tree of your faith grow. And when it grows, it comes to maturity. But be connected to the source of living water, that the word of God. Do not stop or silence yourself in this direction. If you cut the water supply, that tree will die. So keep nourishing that tree of your faith with the living water. And in time, the fruits will appear. May God bless you. Hallelujah.